Hello, Niamh Cooper here, Surrey Storm player. As we all know, COVID-19 or coronavirus is here. I would just like to remind our fans, players, coaches and volunteers of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and others. When not playing netball, I work as a doctor in an A&E department in Belfast, and we know now that those who are older and those who have chronic medical conditions are more at risk from this serious virus. We can help vulnerable members of society through our own actions, and I encourage us to do this. We need to slow the spread of this virus to allow our NHS staff to cope with the vulnerable patients that will need to attend for support. Most young and fit individuals will have a mild flu-like illness for several days and recover well. However, we need to work selflessly and together and as a team and community to limit the spread to our loved ones. Some things we can do are really simple. Wash your hands. Do this for a minimum of 20 seconds and as regularly as possible. Avoid touching your face with unclean hands and avoid hugging or shaking hands with others where possible. If you do have to go out and about, keep 2 metre distance from others. And if you cough or sneeze, do it into the crease of your elbow or into a tissue and make sure to dispose of this into the bin. Work from home if possible. And for now, limit nights out and big nights in. It's really important that we comply with social distancing to try and allow the NHS to cope with the patients that are contracting this virus. If you do have symptoms, stay at home and self-isolate. The ability to combat this is in our hands. But for now, stay safe. We're in this as a team, and I hope to be back on court with you all, feeling fit and well, very soon. All the best.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Surrey Storm Podcast with player Leah, Gavin Baker, the Director of Sports, joins us. I suppose Storm has been furloughed, never expect to say, so tell me about the decision.
Yeah, it's interesting for most of us. The term furlough probably had never been in any of our sort of vocabulary until about three or four weeks ago. And I suppose it came to us. So most people will know, you know, that the Storm Club is owned by Surrey Sports Park, and we're a facility primarily on that. And that Friday, that Boris Johnson and the government decided to close down all sports and facilities in March was the moment really that we stopped from an operational point of view. So therefore, for that sort of two or three period, you know, the guys have, there's been some work being done, some planning, you know, we've all been working on the basis that hopefully we'll be up and running as soon as possible, whatever that may be for the league. And but I think that when we went to start looking at what that furloughing is and which staff are, you know, really essential for keeping the business sort of sustained in the long term, the league has stopped for the period of time, and therefore, you know, it was a no-brainer really. There is no work for certainly the players to do and some of those coaches, and we took a view that, you know, we would take a pause with everything that the girls were doing, and I think that how I've sort of explained it to staff and the players and coaches is that, you know, this is for the long-term sustainability of the club. You know, for most of the teams in the league, you know, we have to make sure that there's a future past whatever this is and however long that is, and by furloughing staff, it enables us to ensure that there is a future when we come back, you know. And I think that sounds maybe it does sound a bit dramatic, but it's the truth. You know, there's, you know, the commercial incomes without a league, you know, has a big effect, you know, over the last 3-4 years in particular. The amount of cost to run a Super League team has gone up quite dramatically, and the incomes have gone up as well. But, you know, if you suddenly take away all those commercial incomes, you know, it puts a strain on operating those franchises. So yeah, it was no brainer. I think everyone took it really well. You know, I think you get a person like Mickey who is, you know, thoroughly engaged, is you know, is working on this non-stop. You know, even in a spare time, she'll be thinking about netball and how we can be better across the organisation. And for her, it's going to be a challenge, I think, having to put her feet up for a bit and hopefully do a bit of relaxing and again a bit of reflection of how we can come back stronger. But yeah, it was a no-brainer. And the girls all found out over the weekend, just before the weekend.
Quite clearly, I can't say it, and we're not a politics podcast, but if we go back to the time around the Thunder game at Surrey Sports Park, Mickey was obviously on Sky. You'd implemented new changes to hygiene, but at that point, it was still going off the league's guidance.
Yeah. I mean, I think the league and ourselves and you know, most people were going off the government guidance where they weren't saying they were looking for people to self-isolate if they were at risk, and none of our players and staff were. You know, we sent out a lot of information out to our spectators that were coming to games. We put in place lots of increased hygiene actions to be able to make sure that people were able to, you know, sanitize their hands. We made sure doors were open so that there was less things for people to touch. You know, we did everything that we could, and unlike probably any of the franchises or any of the professional sports teams across the country that played that weekend, we put everything in place, and I think we felt comfortable that we were doing the right thing, and I think that's all we could do at that time. But obviously that sort of the week that followed it in particular, we just every day felt like something brand new was happening. I think as we sort of the tide changed within the sort of COVID-19 sort of landscape, really. And I think that as I said to the guys, that 5 days, 5-6 days post the Thunder game, it felt like every day was almost sort of like a year ago that game was. It felt like a long time since, really.
Speaking of fans and those that were there, did it seem a bit different? No interaction at the end of the game, that kind of thing?
You know what, I think the good thing was everyone understood. Yeah. You know, everyone understood the message and appreciated that. And that's the players as well as the fans. Everyone respected that. I mean, in terms of the crowd, you know, I was there, watched with my daughter, and, you know, we obviously sell out every game in advance. So if there's seats missing, you know, it's because people haven't turned up rather than you haven't sold a ticket. And there was a section, I would say, there was probably maybe about 100 seats, I think, spare, that I think people obviously decided not to come, whether that was pre-arranged or whether that's because of what was going on. But fundamentally, you know, we were sort of, it was busy and the atmosphere was great, and I think the atmosphere was really positive, and I don't think there was any sort of cause for fear in the air. I think everyone was enjoying a pretty good game, actually, you know.
So this affects the whole team, doesn't it, including Mickey and management, support staff?
Yeah, everyone within the Surrey Storm piece have all been furloughed. Players, coaching staff, support staff, coaching staff within the, you know, the academy setup, the age group setups have all been furloughed. They cannot deliver what they have to do fundamentally.
Everybody will appreciate it's a difficult time, so you'll have that good team there and they just understand the situation.
Absolutely, I think that I think everyone understood it was why we were doing it. I think that, you know, it possibly helped that a couple of the teams across the league had already done that or were about to do that. So I think that the players and coaches that they do invariably talk to their peers and their friends and their, you know, former teammates at other clubs, knew that other clubs were doing similar. So I don't think it was a complete surprise. You know, if many would have followed that, I think Manchester Thunder were the first to put out an announcement that they were doing it. You know, and we similarly put out an announcement which we thought was really important, that fans knew that we were doing it and why we were doing it. So I think it was no surprise, and we've not been met with any resistance on that.
Are there any rules in players' contracts, something like that? Are they still part of Storm as such?
Yeah, so all the players' contracts run until some point in, I think it's in July, but fundamentally, right, they run to the grand final as it stands at the moment. So, yeah, they're in terms of that, in terms of honouring the contracts, you know, we decided to not just take the 80% from the government, but we are topping up the players' and coaches' salaries as well. So no player and coaches will be out of pocket. You know, we're paying the full sum. And that will continue for as long as the length of the contract as it stands at the moment. And obviously, depending on what happens with the league itself and when that resumes or when it runs until and from, you know, that's the way it stands. We just sort of, we're hoping that, you know, at some point soon we get some positive news and we can make that phone call to the players and coaches to bring them back off furlough and get them back on court.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.